Aging populations. Many countries across the world have what is known as an aging population. This involves an increase in the median age of the population, an increasing proportion of people living to old age, and in many cases extreme old age above 85 years old, increasing life expectancies, and decreasing numbers of children as a proportion of the population. This aging process is becoming common in many MEDCs, and countries such as Japan, the UK, France and Germany are having to deal with the social, economic and political consequences of this phenomenon. People are living longer because they have had more wealth than ever before, have had better, more varied and reliable diets, medical care has improved and medicines have become more advanced. Of course, this has consequences, both positive and negative. The opportunities that this poses for a country are as follows. People are living longer and enjoying longer, fuller, healthier lives. This is a massive benefit. Older people could also be given the choice to work longer. They could then use the benefit of their experience and knowledge to benefit society. For far too long, older people have been undervalued in modern society. In the UK, pension age has actually gone up to 67. Younger retired people contribute lots to the economy. They have reasonable amounts of money and lots of leisure time, hence are good consumers. We have already seen the rise of the silver surfer, older people who surf the internet. Many retired people also do voluntary work in schools and for charities that is essential work but done for free. And also, retired grandparents are now fulfilling childcare roles for their grandchildren as the cost of childcare rises. There are problems associated with having an ageing population though. The increase in number of very old people has put a strain on healthcare services and social care services. Very old people have particular needs in terms of decreasing mobility, loss of eyesight, that mean that they need other people to do things for them. Healthcare is in ever increasing demand in the UK, and it is proven that the elderly visit their doctor more often and have more home visits. They also occupy hospital beds for longer. The government of a country therefore has to find money to pay for this care. Many countries with elderly populations face a pensions crisis, whereby there is not enough money to cover the increasing pension demands of a population. In the UK, the wages of the current generation pay the pensions of today's old age pensioners. But with the decreasing numbers of young and working age people and increasing numbers of elderly, it will become more and more expensive to pay for this. The bill for social care is also increasing, and maintaining a dignified quality of life for our elderly is becoming a moral issue.